This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Leaders from the BRICS economic bloc of Brazil, Russia, India, and China arrived for the main day of the summit Wednesday, hosted by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. More from Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Starting day two of the summit, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa are joined by Brazilian President Lula da Silva, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and pose for a group photo. Leaders are turning to the main agenda points today after a speech on Tuesday by Russian President Vladimir Putin gave the gathering an anti-Western tinge. The BRICS group are debating whether to expand their bloc and allow in new members. More than 20 countries have formally applied to join the group, with Saudi Arabia possibly the most significant. While Xi Jinping and the other leaders are attending the summit in person, Vladimir Putin is participating virtually. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian officials said Wednesday Russia carried out an overnight aerial attack targeting port infrastructure in the Odessa region. The officials said Russia used drones in the attack against the port on the Danube River. Regional Governor Ola Kuiper reported from the messaging app Telegram that production and shipping complexes were hit and there was damage to granaries. He added there were no civilian casualties. Ukraine's military said Russia launched 20 drones at Ukraine overnight, and the Ukrainian air defenses were able to down 9 of the drones over Odessa and 2 others in the Zaporizhia region. Russian authorities said Wednesday a Ukrainian drone strike killed 3 people in the Belgorod region, located along the border between the two countries. Russia also said a Ukrainian drone hit a building in central Moscow after being downed by Russian air defenses. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Many in the South Central African nation of Zimbabwe are hoping for change after two decades of unrelenting economic turmoil. But as they lined up at polling stations Wednesday, analysts were warning the ruling party is unlikely to relinquish its stranglehold on power. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is seeking re-election. That's after a disputed victory in 2018. The opposition says that vote was rigged. The outcome was upheld by the Constitutional Court. Mnangagwa took over after Robert Mugabe was ousted in a 2017 military coup. But many of the hallmarks of Mugabe-era economic turmoil have remained. Runaway inflation, currency shortages, and sky-high unemployment continue to make life a misery for Zimbabweans. Political analysts say the unending situation could tip the contest in favor of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa. That is, if the vote was clean. However, analysts say the ruling ZANU-PF has an unfair advantage, as it wields control over the police and other key institutions.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong's government announced Wednesday it would ban the import of Japanese seafoods in response to Tokyo's plans to discharge treated radioactive wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea. The Fukushima Daiichi power plant will start releasing treated and diluted radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean as early as Thursday. At a news conference Wednesday, Hong Kong officials said the ban covers live, frozen, refrigerated, dried, and aquatic products, sea salt, and seaweed. Hong Kong's permanent Secretary for Environment and Ecology, Vivian Law, said they'll continue to monitor the situation.
In the process, we'll keep under review a basket of factors, including how the operation of the nuclear contaminated water treatment system is going, and any statistics or data from the Japanese side on seawater near Fukushima, the nuclear power station.
Tropical storm Franklin has made landfall in the city of Hispaniola amid warnings of landslides, heavy flooding in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The storm is expected to swirl around the island shared by both nations for most of Wednesday. National Hurricane Center specialist Philip Pappin told the Associated Press rain is the primary hazard from the storm.
Between 5 to 10 inches of rainfall, with locally higher amounts of up to 15 inches across the central portions of Hispaniola into the day on Thursday. And unfortunately, this is going to produce some catastrophic flash flooding.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer.